What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Salt Track Podcast. My name is Bryce, aka Brewster Jablanca, and I'm here with
Caleb or WarMonkey 75.
It is episode 23, baby. Before you guys say anything, yes, I'm sick. It's probably pretty obvious that I'm nasally, so you get to listen to me all day like this.
For once, you're the sick one this time. After.
Caleb was sick for like 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
But today should be a pretty fun episode. We got trivia, as usual. And then we got another Shark Tank segment, but this time we will be doing, we will be pitching sequels for horror movies that we want to see a sequel of. So that'll be fun. And then our top 10 for today is top 10 dream Lego ideas, whether that be a set you want, whether that be like a theme. So theme being like Ninjago, whatever. Or if you want like a minifigure to come out of a certain character. I made it super open-ended just because then you could have a ton of different ideas on there. And there can always be a part two to this too, because I'm sure I can cook more than just 10 Lego ideas I want them to come out with. So I think we should start with Shark Tank.
Sure.
Would you like to go first?
I can go first.
All right.
I could totally see us going in the same way for this, and it'd be funny.
I'm pretty curious, but we'll see.
There's a reason, because this was like the first thing that I thought of, and that's why I was like, can it be a third or a fourth movie? Because I didn't want to give it away when I said, oh, I want this like to be a third movie. So there's already two movies, and I think we know this one was in the works. It would just never, they were like,
I know what you're saying though.
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna talk about. Yeah. Because I totally think they could make a third one, but that would be Creep 3. they did release that there was a third one in the works a couple of years ago, but they didn't feel too confident about it, so they didn't make it, which is like totally fair.
Yeah.
Like 1 and 2 are great by themselves. I think we could have gotten like more of like a Joseph-centered movie where the main character actually gets caught up in the police but manages to escape and maybe goes to like a different country, sort of escapes like a Hannibal Lecter type, like, oh, I'm just going to go do the same thing but in like Ireland. And then I could see them doing that, or I could see them putting an end to his story, like the police finding out everything that he did. They find all the tapes, they find all the evidence, and they're like, oh my God. And then it's them just putting him on trial, like a big court type deal, and then him like getting, not the electric chair, because that's outlawed, but some sort of death by injection or something like that. Something more for Joseph to get either an end or like a nice send off.
Yeah, that'd be pretty solid, honestly. Because I feel like it's been mostly like home video type recording. So seeing it outside of the home video type recording would be pretty interesting, honestly.
Yeah, I could see why they wouldn't want to do that though, because it's kind of like so different from the other two.
Yeah.
But I don't think they could repeat the other two again and have it be as good as either of them. So, yeah. Creep 3.
Creep 3. So I took a different route, actually. So we talked about the possibility of there being a sequel. We talked about it being like the second or third or whatever movie. I went the prequel route, though.
Okay.
And I think they should do a prequel for Hereditary. I think seeing the origin of how this family just got absolutely destroyed
in
like the span of like 2 weeks would be really interesting, honestly. You could call it like Inherited or Inheritance or Hereditary Origins or something like that. I want to know about this grandma and her cult and I don't remember hearing much about the grandpa, but I want to hear his side of the story too, because I'm pretty sure he's dead by the time Hereditary's also out. Because I remember pretty vividly there was a scene from the mom's like clay house thing that she was doing, and it was like the grandma breastfeeding the children, and it's like I want to know more about that. Like I want to know about the mom's childhood with these like demonic parents that, I mean, I don't even know if the grandpa's like a part of that whole thing, but he could be. Like I don't really know. Or you could show scenes from like when the two kids were kids too, and like how the grandma was like pretty much trying to be casted out of the house. I want to see creepy shit like we saw at the end of the movie in that movie, but I think that'd be pretty cool just to hear more of the origin story of Hereditary, because there's no point in making a sequel. They're all dead pretty much, besides, sorry, spoiler alert if you haven't seen the movie from 2018, but they're all fucking dead. Like the only one left is the son, I'm pretty sure, who is now the daughter. So like imagine explaining Hereditary to someone that hasn't watched it. Like
No.
God. Banger movie, by the way.
Super
If you
good
haven't
movie.
seen it, go watch it. It's a pretty infamous scene in the middle there with the daughter and a pole.
Very, very famous scene. It's mostly what it's known for, besides like the clicking of the tongue noise. But
Remember I watched it for the first time and Forrest just unintentionally did it, and I got so angry at him because he didn't watch it. And he did it, and it's like not one of the noises he normally makes out of his mouth, and he did it, and I was like, fuck you, honestly. Like, because it was like nighttime at Target, pretty empty area, and then he just went, and I went, oh, okay, dude. So there's our Shark Tank. Let us know what what movie you guys want to see out of those made, or both, or let us know a sequel you want to see of a movie. I'm sure we can do multiple parts of this because there's plenty of ideas that came to my head thinking of this segment, but yeah.
It's like I wanna like say my other ideas, but I kind of want to save them.
Yeah, I'd say save them, honestly. Maybe one of these times we can do like a full-on like 30-minute segment where we do like a couple of them, like we did the episodes of What If.
Oh,
So
yeah.
as our Shark Tank, should we move on to trivia?
Yeah, we can move on to trivia.
In honor of our next episode being either the full episode or part one of our MCU movie ranking,
Oh no.
I have niche MCU trivia for you to answer.
Oh no.
They're not in order by hard or like toughness, so it's just in kind of like a random order. I'd say if I was asked these questions, I'd probably get like a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
So I'll just put the bar at 6 out of 10.
Sure.
You could get 10 out of 10. Yeah, you probably could get like 7 or 8. So yeah,
Okay.
we'll go 6 just to be safe. I'm pretty sure like two of these I took from the Trivial Pursuit game,
Okay.
and then a couple from just other things I thought of. So it's not movie centric like we usually would do with this, but all right. Question one. What system replaces Jarvis in Iron Man's suit?
Friday?
It is Friday.
I almost said Ultron.
Yeah. After Jarvis and Ultron combined into Ultron, or Vision too, technically, but
That's yeah.
what is Agent Coulson's first name?
Phil.
Correct.
Phil. Bill.
In No Way Home, which Peter is Peter 3?
Peter 3 is Andrew Garfield.
Correct. What is Thor's mom's name?
Oh, it's Frigga.
Correct. You're on a roll. What type of doctor is Doctor Strange?
He's a surgeon, but well, I don't know how in depth you want it because there's all types of doctors.
If you're going surgeon, I'll give you a half point, but if you can figure it out, I'll give you a full point.
I will say just like emergency room surgeon, but because he like pulls a bullet out.
Yeah, kind of. Neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgeon, okay.
I'll give you a half point on that one.
Sure.
So, obviously, actually, let me see. Let me try and do this by heart.
Feeling good.
I would be too. You might honestly finish this. We'll see.
Okay.
What is Abomination's name?
God. This is like the one thing I never remember. I can picture the guy.
You haven't seen She-Hulk, have you?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either, but I know he's in that show.
It's like Colt. Something Colt or Colt something. Oh, no. Can picture him in my head. Something like Brax Colt or something. Some. Oh. Yeah, I think I
got him on this one.
Yeah, it's the one thing I don't know. Yeah, I don't know Abomination's name.
Emil Blonsky.
Yeah, that was that's not coming out anywhere.
What number does Morgan say she loves her father?
Is it I love you 3000?
Correct. The trick question was you trying to figure out who Morgan is, but
I know who Morgan is.
Because I read that initially and I was like, that makes no fucking sense. Who is Morgan? And then Morgan? I pieced it together pretty quickly after that. All right. Pick a number 1 through 3.
2.
What is the villain's name in the Marvels? Notoriously, no one remembers this name. I think I would have remembered just because everyone talks about it, not knowing it.
And, like, we watched it, like, a week and a half ago.
Yeah, it was our last movie.
Oh, God. It's another person I can see in my head, but not, like...
Yeah, because we compared her to Chili.
Yeah. Yeah, I can...
If you guys watch Super Mario Logan, look up Chili and then compare this character to her.
Oh, God. They look
very similar.
It's like, Wafella would be so disappointed in me.
Also, speaking of that, they saw the first 3 episodes of X-Men 97, said it was a banger, so.
Ooh. Okay.
Not that it really has anything to do with the MCU, but it's technically in the MCU, so.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
I really don't remember her name.
It's Darben.
I was gonna say, like, Veronica.
Oh. Harry, what are you at? You're at 5.5, so.
Oh my god.
Alright. You might be able to get this. I'm not totally sure on your knowledge on this. Obviously, Chris Evans, Captain America.
Yeah.
Main character of the MCU, practically.
Pretty much.
What superhero did he play before Captain America?
He played the Human Torch.
There you go.
There's been a couple of... there's like one other person who got like double cast as someone. It's not Ryan Reynolds because he was Green Lantern and then Deadpool. There's like one other person. I don't remember who that is.
Yeah, I'm struggling to remember too. I think if I sat here long enough, I'd probably remember, but.
Yeah.
All right, well, that put you over.
Oh.
Last question. Can you name me the people that have picked up Thor's hammers? Throughout the entire MCU.
Yeah.
This includes Thor, so I'm not gonna. That's pretty obvious. Yeah, so
obviously Thor, Vision. I don't think Loki ever picks it up, but he could, because he's a god. Odin. Captain Marvel. Does she?
Not the website I looked at.
Probably could.
She probably could, but I don't think it's ever been shown that she's picked it up.
Captain America. I don't think Groot counts. He just fused. Well, there's also Mighty Thor.
Padme.
Yeah, excuse me.
Padme Amidala. That's who you're thinking of. Double casted Padme.
Yeah. Yeah. Jane and Mighty Thor. Wow. And then there's that little girl in like Thor 4 that I cannot
I did not see her on the website, okay. But I think technically I remember that a little bit, so.
Yeah, she picks up Stormbreaker at the end.
This might just be Mjolnir, so.
Oh, okay.
The website I took it off, it might just be Mjolnir, so.
Hela.
That's it.
Okay, cool.
I thought you'd forget Hela, to be honest, but she sucked that bad boy in and smashed it to pieces pretty quick, so.
And then he got, like, cooler, because now he breaks apart and kills a bunch of things.
That was pretty badass, to be honest. Talk about that more in our MC ranking.
But,
there you go.
What I get, like...
I think 8.5.
Nice.
Or 7.5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 7.5.
Cool.
The neurosurgeon 0.5. You forgot Emil Blonsky and Darben.
I'm okay with this.
Alright, close your eyes.
Alrighty.
Nothing too special. Kind of a last second one. I didn't really cook too hard on it, but you have received Winter Soldier Captain America.
Nice.
Oh. To put on the shelf. I also put a Packer skull on your shelf that Jeffrey got me.
I saw that.
I didn't know where else to put it, so. I don't have a shelf on my side, so. There you go. How's it feel?
Feels good. I was worried when you were like niche MCU trivia, and I was like, man, if I'm like bad at this, it's gonna be so embarrassing.
I think after watching the MCU, I think we could probably finish one of those trivia pursuit games pretty quickly now.
Honestly, they would just be like, well, it was fun before, but it's probably even more fun at this point because we'll be like really good at it.
The other issue was we'd get Ant-Man trivia, mm-hmm. and I haven't watched those in forever, and then I was like, this is fucked.
Yeah, and then it was like, what floor of the Stark building did Obadiah work on?
I'm never getting those questions. It's like, what room was...
Yeah.
What room did Obadiah stay and work in? And it's I don't fucking know.
It was like floor 16. I think that's what it is. Floor, it's like 31.
Okay.
Yeah.
They need to make another one once this saga's over, too. And then we can combine all the questions together.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Well, that was our trivia segment. It is now our Lego Dream Top 10. This honestly wasn't hard to come up with. I could probably come up with plenty of more things I want.
Yeah.
But just... after I figured out the 10, because I don't have any honorable mentions, just because I figured we could always do another list of this, but...
I don't have any either.
But, It was kind of hard to put them in an order after I wrote all 10 down. At least we were talking about that off camera, but I can go first if you want me to.
Sure.
I put this at 10 because I've technically already made this, but I have SpongeBob theme returning
because
I want SpongeBob to return.
Yeah.
Especially now with the modern day like ideas or modular like theme. It'd be so fun to have like a bikini bottom.
Yeah.
Or like an actual Krusty Krab build with not, these characters.
Not the first half of the building. It's like
I hate when they do that. It's like, I get it's like practical for kids to play inside with the Lego figures, but like you can also just like make it split open and then you have even more room to play in there.
Yeah,
it's
or have like the roof just
come off, something. Because that's what they do with the modulars. They have the roof come off so you can move them around if you want to make a scene in there or whatever. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I have SpongeBob theme because I have one. I don't have any of the figures, though, apparently. I just can't find them anywhere. But I have the Flying Dutchman one.
Yeah.
Ugh. I just have the ship and all the figures are gone. So it's like, damn, that sucks. So that is my number 10.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool if that returned. I think it'd be really popular,
I don't know
too.
Why it wouldn't return. It's like, also like Avatar Last Airbender. I don't know why that has returned either.
Mm-hmm.
So.
At number 10, and it's at 10 because it's like fairly general, and I totally see why they haven't done this yet, was like Lego Smash Bros. I feel like the licensing for that and getting all the characters that you'd want to put in that would be like pretty miserable. But if they just built like a normal stage, I could totally see like doing some really cool posing with different figures and stuff like that. And it would open up a ton of different licensing deals, especially with Nintendo, which like isn't a thing between Lego and Nintendo.
It's starting to be, though. They just came out with Animal Crossing stuff, so. And they have Mario theme, even though it's dog shit.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to collect big boy Mario that makes noises, because who cares, but. But yeah, that would be really fun. I was thinking about that being one of my 10. Alright, my number 9. And it's only number 9 because I couldn't really think of a specific scene I wanted it, but they made the Dune plane that are in the Dune movies, but I want a Dune building because I want Dune Legos.
I thought you might say Dune.
I just, like, I don't collect the planes. I have, that's another thing I should preface, is I am a building collector. I like making a city in our basement. Caleb just collects whatever he wants, so there's, like, a ton of different things he could have on the list, but mine are more central to, like, buildings and things that would work in a Lego city, but that's an awful noise.
I think it's too quiet.
Well, if you can hear a buzzing noise, sorry.
Someone's weed whacking somewhere.
Yeah, or it's like our neighbors doing their floor or something. Yeah, but
maybe he's sanding it.
Probably. Anyways, if you can hear that, sorry.
Sounds like a really big bee.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily know what they would do building wise for it. I think in the first movie, like, the castle that Paul Atreides lives in with his family would be kind of cool. So, yeah.
At number 9, and you kind of gave me this idea when you were mentioning examples, is Legend of Zelda. I feel like that could make so much money for them.
Definitely.
But just because, like, Link, Ganon, and Zelda are so iconic, and they've got so many things they can use from, like, Breath of the Wild if they wanted to build, like, the huge bosses with, like, a lot of, like, modular legs so they can be bent around and posed. Or they could even go back to like the games on the N64 and like GameCube. They could build so many like dioramas from Legend of Zelda, or they could even do like random figures. There's so many iconic characters and just stuff from Legend of Zelda that they have not tapped into. But as I was doing like a little bit of research, it seems like a lot of people want Legend of Zelda Lego.
There is supposedly supposed to be a set coming out soon, ooh, and it's like the tree, and I don't know what that means.
Oh, the Deku tree.
But yeah, apparently it's supposed to be like a huge tree.
Okay.
I don't really...
sure.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't play Legend of Zelda. I, of course, love Link and stuff because they're just iconic, but I don't play enough of the game to really understand what that means. And if it's cool enough, I'll buy it because I have a forest area. I have the treehouse area. So. Yeah. Number 8, something that I would put a lot higher if I thought it was more something that could actually happen. I don't think this will ever happen. Legos Against Violence. Would be a mystery bag horror minifigure series.
Yeah.
And I think of this because there's so many... That was awful. There's... God damn it. There's so many off-brand fucking horror figures on the TikTok shop that I've seen that are just, like, they're, like, alright.
Yeah. But
like, God, like, yeah. I just wish they'd actually do it, because I don't find myself ever buying those or going out of my way to get those. Or even, like, a horror, like, Michael Myers, like, house in the first movie or something would just be so cool, but they would never do violence like that. So, even though, like, Dune literally has so many people getting killed in it, and, like, Star Wars
is, like,
whatever, but... It's probably just because they use guns and whatnot, or like lightsaber guns, and then Michael Myers uses knives, which are like a lot more like doable. So yeah, but if it was a like an actual like applicable thing they could do, I would have it a lot higher. But yeah,
at number 8, I got real Mario minifigs. Like, sure, these ones that are, like, sort of animated and chunky, they're cool-ish. I don't want to buy them. I do want to buy Funky Kong, because it's Funky Kong, and he's awesome.
That'd just be such a funny build, too. Just, like, a big Funky Kong just, like, sitting on your shelf.
But I think some, like, actual-sized Mario minis would be cool. And, like, you could make Donkey Kong like a Hulk build, or Funky Kong, like any bigger character.
Any could just of the be Kongs, a... Bowser could just easily be a Hulk build with a shell on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Luigi can be like a little bit taller legs than Mario.
Yeah,
like it's they could, like, not that hard.
Just have a different like hat sculpt, or they could just give one like small thing to boost him up a little bit. But you know, we got these chunky ones, and like Toad could have stubby legs. Like, they could build so many things. They could build like different levels. They could build Bowser's castle. That'd be so sick in Lego form.
Exactly.
And that they did announce Mario Kart.
Yep.
That is looking like it's gonna be the chunky ones.
I got so hype until I saw that the carts were just big, and I was fuck, that's so dumb.
I'll probably end up buying a couple of them, because they'll be cool.
But... I just hate that you have to buy it like a character that talks, that's like $15 by himself.
Yeah.
And if you want other characters, you have to go out of your way to find them as well, and it's just so obnoxious.
At that point, I'd just get like Mario and Luigi, just because...
Yeah, there's no point of getting other stuff. We're considering getting Funky Kong just in case those ones also fit in the cart, but we'll see about that, I guess. All right. Funny enough, number 7, I have Bowser's Castle.
Mm.
Like an actual Bowser's Castle with minifigures in it.
Yeah,
yeah. They could take whatever Bowser Castle they want, I'll buy it. Like, I don't really care. As like we were talking about just now, minifigures, Mario, Bowser, Peach, doesn't even have to be any more than that, and a big castle build.
Yeah.
Could put it with my medieval area or wherever I want to put it. It's pretty self-explanatory. It'd just be sick to have a Bowser Castle Lego set. Because I made a big-ass Bowser build that I wanted. But, like, I don't have a reason to have that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and they could have, even if they put Dry Bones with, like, I feel like all the head sculpts would have to be super unique. Unless they just do the classic, just face. And then the printing on the face would have to be, like, very Mario-esque.
I mean, they made those SpongeBob characters pretty unique back in the day.
Yeah.
So, and now it's back in the day. They have a lot more technology nowadays to do something like that. So it's whatever. So
they totally could. Seven, I do realize that they've made, like, a chess and a checkers, but I think they could expand and they could do Lego Clue. But, like, actual minifigs.
That'd be pretty cool.
I feel like this would be just, like, super easy to make in general. and you could make the minifigs, like, actually themed after the characters in Clue. Or you could use your own minifig of yourself that you have. Which would also be super cool. Otherwise, I don't think it'd be super hard to make on your own if you just make a base plate and then just put tiles down to represent the rooms. And then they could make their own Lego dice, because that does exist. Or you could use actual dice. You could really just make a homemade version of this. But an official Lego Clue. And if you wanted to expand, you could just say, like, more Lego-themed board games. And the only, like, sort of problem is there'd be a lot of pieces and it would fall apart. But that's why you just put it back in the box.
I was going to say, just fix it.
Damn.
I was waiting to blow my nose until you're done talking. Except that would be juicy as hell.
It was.
Okay.
That's what I said, damn. But yeah, no, more like a Lego backgammon, just classic, not old-timey, but just like board games that have been around for a long time. I could totally see, because like I've got both Lego chess sets. I've got the Harry Potter and the regular chess and checkers set, just because like they're cool.
Yeah, one of my most embarrassing Target moments was this older woman came up to me, and I'm pretty sure you were literally there for this, but
yeah, I was there.
She came up to me, and you know how older people are, they're kind of hard to hear sometimes. And she asked me, I work in grocery at my Target that I work at, and I don't know where anything is outside of grocery. And she asked me, do you guys have Lego chess? But I heard Lego chest, like a treasure chest. And I went, oh God, here we go. Like, I'm not going to question her, but I'm going to look it up. And I couldn't find anything. And then she said it like a couple times more, and it started pieced together that she said chess. We didn't have the Lego set anyways for it, but I was like, God damn. Like, I felt so stupid, but I also just didn't hear, so can't really be mad about it. But anyways.
It's just like one of those, like,
Yeah, I was just annoyed.
Like, you were there, you were on your shift, but you were just in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
We were talking.
Yeah.
But I was like,
Yeah. All right, number six. This one's a stretch, but I want a Kung Fu Panda theme. I think that'd be so fun.
Yeah.
I've seen like fake like versions of like a minifig series, which would be fun. But honestly, what I would want, I would still collect them if they were mystery minifigs. But sure. I think they should make the Jade Palace or like the Jade Arena, which is like the steps up to like the Furious Five scene in the first movie.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool. I like. it doesn't need to be the full steps, because obviously in the movie the whole joke is that it's like fucking like 50 like thousand steps or whatever, and it took them like 3 hours to get up them. But if they just made like a step like area and then they put like the Colosseum in the middle, it'd just be so cool. I don't think it would happen, but
yeah, that, like, thinking of like animals and printing, like Chima, they did so many like custom heads with Chima,
and it's like they all like helmets too. Yeah. So it's like animals with helmets.
Yeah,
so
that's why
I know.
And like that wasn't really its own thing before Lego came out with it. Like that, that is a Lego thing. Where I'm going back to Mario. They could. I feel like it's way easier to print.
I just want to be different so bad.
Yeah, but I also feel like that licensing is very expensive because it's Mario, and then like the communication with Nintendo, they'd have to do a whole thing, and they already like kind of did with the big ones, but.
I think it would be easier to do minifigures compared to what they're doing now. Because right now they're having to contact them about what noises Mario can make. Like, the levels, because when you turn them on, they make noises when they jump. Yeah. So it's like, why not just make minifigures? Like, I get you can... They're more playable for kids. But if I was a kid, I want minifigures that can jump on real levels or whatever. So...
Yeah, all the adults that play with Legos want Mario minifigs.
Yeah, if you can't tell, this has been something we've talked about multiple times before the pod, too. So, yeah.
Alrighty. At number 6, and I just want them to expand on this. It already, like, kind of exists. But I want more Lego band dioramas, and like the only one I can think of off the top of my head after I wrote this was like the K-pop van. But the like kind of what Funko's doing, like they've got like an AC/DC, they've got like a Run DMC, like just stage with their Funko Pops. Mm. I think they could just do that with Lego too. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole licensing with that. They'd have to talk to the band, blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, you could also, like, create your own. But I think a lot of the stickers could be really cool. Like, a big AC/DC, like, boom, or, like, a big Queen, and just have them performing on a stage would be really cool.
I mean, personally, I don't know how others feel. If I was a band and Lego was like, we want to make you, I'd go... Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care how much money I make off of it.
Yeah.
Just if I could say I have my own Lego set with my band or my own Lego set with whatever, it's like, yes, please. I'd love that.
Yeah, no, it's like you've made it. You have a Lego of yourself now.
Yeah, which is arguably harder to get than some other things because Lego obviously can only pick certain things to do. So.
Yeah, and that's why it'd be. Because it's, like, kid-friendly, too, because they're just bands. So, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick. Alright. Another thing that I don't think will ever happen, but I wish would happen, I want Lego Lambeau Field. The stadium. They make stadium sets for soccer. I get soccer is a lot more international, a lot more easy to sell. I just wish they'd do a football field. And if there's any football field, I know we're Packers fans, shut up. If there's any football field that someone would want, it would be Lambeau Field. Because that is the most historic field that we have right now going. And the only thing that competes with it is Soldier Field for Chicago. But they're literally destroying that in like 3 years for a new stadium. So... And if there's any team that's super easy to understand outside of the States, it's the Packers, because we have the biggest tradition in sports with our field that's probably never going to be changed. So, yeah. Lambeau. That'd be pretty sick. I don't think it's ever going to happen, though. But,
probably not.
But if it does, I'll buy it.
Yeah. Oops. My number 5 was the Lego Sports Series, because I looked it up and I was like, I know there's a stadium, but I'm pretty sure it's soccer, and it is. But I mean, if they wanted to, they could expand it to like the Olympics and just have an Olympic field, but I think they should create a field for every sport. Even if it was like a generic football field, yeah. Then you could just buy some pieces that make it Lambeau, or you could.
I'm pretty sure they did like basketball minifigs, maybe, because I could have swore we've seen those double packs.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were Lego though. That's the only issue.
Oh,
let me double check.
They might not have. I don't.
I could have swore they were though.
I kind of remember seeing those.
Yes, they're Lego, like, minifigures of, like, Kobe Bryant.
And... Yeah. Yeah, they could do that with people in, like, the Hall of Fame.
Like, do they look goofy as hell? Yes.
Yeah, but...
but it's awesome.
Yeah, because I'd totally buy, like, they could have, like, a Hall of Fame room.
I need to find this. I need to buy it. There's a whole ass court.
Oh my god.
A court would be super easy to make.
Yeah, just a ton of just flat plates.
Yeah. Forrest was saying that they should make like a Super Bowl stadium where you can make it whatever team you want it to be, which would like be pretty solid, honestly, too. Would I prefer it to be like a Packer Stadium centric, because then you have like the certain aspects of Lambeau Field. I feel like Lambeau would just be super easy to do too, just because it's an open stadium, so you don't have to build the top.
Yeah,
and then it's not like, just for example, like the Rams Stadium now, where it's like they have the whole arch thing in the front, like all different areas in the stadium. Like our stadium is just a bowl with seats, which on paper sounds boring, but it is the tradition, maybe, so gotta roll with it anyways.
So yeah, Lego sports.
All right, number four, and this exists unfortunately not for Lego though. Pokemon Center, baby. Or Pokemon in general. There's Mega Bloks Pokemon, and there's a Pokemon Center that looks so cool, but it just, I'm not gonna buy it because it's Mega Bloks. So
yeah,
and while I probably could make it work, I think I just wish Lego would just shell it out for Pokemon, just, which makes the Brawl thing even harder, because I couldn't make Pikachu, which is a main character of Brawl.
Yeah.
It's just, it'd be so simple. Mega Bloks is pretty much already doing what Pokemon could be doing, just making no money off of it, because yeah. Mega Bloks sucks ass.
Yeah.
And, like, there's that whole Eevee pack where you make all the Eevees. That's dope as fuck. Am
yeah.
I gonna buy it, though? No, because it's Mega Bloks. And... yeah, but like I said, I'm more of like a city-centric guy. I want to build city buildings, so if I had to pick one from Pokemon, it'd probably be the Pokemon Center, just because that's super easy to build. Or, yeah. Like, not easy to build, but super easy to have in a city. So, and they could come with, like, Nurse Joy and Ash and Pikachu and whatever else you want to add there. So, yeah.
At number four, I've got, like, a Lego Cthulhu, because I'm such a sucker for Cthulhu. They could do like a Lego Lovecraft series, which, you know, Lovecraft is super controversial because he's racist and homophobic and sexist.
Well, there goes that.
So
they still make Harry Potter though.
They do.
And
they
the author is super
yeah,
like anti-Jew or something like that. Yeah. I can't remember what she is, but
But
is
also
she anti like trans and all that stuff.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So they still make Harry Potter.
They
so.
Do. But also Cthulhu, he's been, I guess he's dead. He's been dead for almost 100 years now.
Wasn't so. Dr. Seuss racist too?
Yes.
So it's like
yeah,
that sucks. Super bad.
Yeah.
But like their legacy still lives on through their work. So. And there's a Cthulhu movie coming out this year. I'm pretty sure. So.
Yeah, they're.
Or next year, I don't remember. It's a horror movie, though. So
some, yeah, based on Lovecraft's short stories. But Cthulhu is now, like, public domain because it's been so long since he invented it. And now people can just use it. And I don't know. It doesn't have to be gory either. They could just make a big, like, squid monster, and, like, that'd be cool. But I don't think he'll ever be popular enough to really deserve a Lego set. But it was just, it would just be something that I would enjoy. Yeah. So.
Fair enough. I mean, it is your list, so.
Yeah.
All right, number three. And something that pretty much has already been confirmed, but I wanted to put it on here anyways, is the X-Mansion. Oh, no. Are you spelling over there?
Trying to get a pineapple out, and I don't know what came out. Thought it was a piece of ice, but now it's gone.
Sid's geeking over here. No, X-Mansion, pretty much something that's already been kind of confirmed is going to happen eventually, either this year or next year. Be a perfect year to do it. Deadpool's coming out this summer. Do it.
Shame.
Like, I love Marvel buildings, and ever since the Daily Bugle came out, it's just been like, they've been pumping out shit that's awesome. Yeah. It's like Daily Bugle, Sanctum Sanctorum, Avengers Tower, which I still need to buy, X-Mansion. When Fantastic Four comes out next summer, it should be the Baxter Building next, because that'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many buildings in Marvel that I could have put on this list, but I decided to just put it all into one with X-Mansion, because it's probably going to happen. So, but yeah, Marvel stuff, X-Mansion.
With the rising popularity, I think Lego D&D would be a huge hit. They came out with the movie. I still haven't seen it. I
heard it's good though.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have to watch it soon.
Yeah. And I'm a frequent D&D player when I can and have the time. But I think it'd be super cool if they just like stuck to the regular D&D lore. Cause obviously every single campaign's different. You can literally make up everything.
Whoa. That's another thing. They could just make it so you can do whatever you want with the Dungeons and Dragons thing. Because, yeah. It's your story at the end of the day. They should just come out with a ton of characters that are cool, and then you can use those characters as pieces in the game. And
yeah, exactly.
Whatever. So
I've seen people do that, too. And with D&D, you can, like, make a little world, and then you can have your minifigs, like, or your miniatures, walking around the world, and you can like measure it out, but you can still do the exact same thing with Lego. If you slap down a base plate and you just put your minifigs there, like, you could totally use Legos as the base for your world if you want that visual. So it's like, there's so many cool things you could do. There's so many dragons you could build.
Oh yeah,
like there's this five-headed dragon that's like the queen of all dragons named Tiamat. That would be, like, sick. It would be so cool if they had a Lego Tiamat, and, or Tiamat, however you want to say it. But it'd be similar to, like, the Ninjago dragons, because...
Which they make plenty of, so...
Yeah, so it wouldn't be super hard. I imagine a lot of people would buy it, because it's... the D&D community loves spending money, so...
Aaron Donald just retired. That is crazy.
What?
Well, you guys just saw my real reaction to my raw reaction to Aaron Donald just retiring in the NFL. That is crazy.
Damn. How old is he?
Not that old. He's got to be like 32, maybe 33. He's the same class as Odell and those guys, so
yeah,
that's crazy. Anyways, sorry.
Good for him. Yeah, no, Lego D&D.
D&D would be pretty sick. I think it'd still be really funny if I DM'd one of these years. I don't know what I would do, but I could figure out something.
I can teach you.
I think it'd be really funny, honestly.
I can teach you the ways.
All right, number two. Something I always bring up, the episode 2 Coliseum fight in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Just throw in all the fucking minifigures.
Yeah.
Make a fucking Coliseum build. $500, I'll buy it. I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
all fucking Jango Fett,
yep,
Mace Windu, all those motherfuckers. Like, yep. I will buy it. Put the monsters in there too.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
That would make so much money.
Because Star Wars makes only ships, and I love Star Wars, but I don't want to buy ships. I want to buy buildings. That's why I bought the Mos Eisley, because it's like the only, besides like a couple random builds that they make, it's like the only like real like modular building type set. And it's like, and it's like the corner of my room right now because there's like really no where to put it.
It doesn't really fit in.
There's no other Star Wars shit, and it's like a desert area. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know where to put it right now.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sell it because it's cool. It's awesome. So.
And the minifigs are like also awesome. Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I would buy it instantly. I think all of us would buy it pretty quick.
Yeah.
And especially if they throw in all the characters too, there's no point of not doing it. $600, I'll buy it. I don't really give a shit, honestly. I want a Star Wars building so bad.
All right. For my number two, it's something you've said already. I want like cinematic horror scenes.
I kind of figured we both have that on our list.
Yeah, the violence is just not Legos. It's
too hard to pull off.
Because like it'd be cool to have a little like street with Pennywise peeking his head out of the gutter and Georgie like peeking in there. You don't even have to have blood. You can just have Pennywise looking out.
Stranger Things Legos?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't watched Stranger Things, so I don't know if it's too violent. But...
Yeah. Yeah, Stranger Things is also loosely based on D&D, but...
I've heard that before.
There's, like, D&D elements in it. It's cool. But, yeah, no, that could be considered horror-esque, because the Demogorgon's pretty spooky. It's
practically horror.
But, yeah, no, you could also make a lot of money off of that, because there's a ton of third-party horror Legos. But, yeah, even, like... Camp Crystal Lake would be cool. Throw like a log cabin or two in there, and then Jason walking around, or like you said, the Halloween house where everything went down.
That'd be super easy
too. Yeah, you could have like Freddy's boiler room, just a little like thing.
They don't have to be full on houses either.
No,
like they could just be a diorama, which would be pretty sick. So.
Yeah, you could have the Scream House. It's there's so many things you could do.
Stu's house and Scream would be pretty sick, honestly, with like the news van on the outside of it too. Yeah, that'd be pretty dope. Alright. Number one, you've already brought it up. It's a two-parter. Mario minifigs and then actual Mario Kart tracks.
Yeah.
With four minifigs. I will buy every motherfucking track if I have to. Minifigures. Bloop.
Yeah.
Carts that fit them. It can be any cart. It can be the Mario Kart Wii carts. It can be a cart you can make yourself with...
Jesus Christ.
With fucking wheels. Like, anything. I will buy it. They can make full-on... Make Bowser Castle a track. So you have the castle, and then there's, like... a ramp, like a roller coaster ramp you could put on there, and it goes, woo, woo, like, that'd be so cool. I will buy all of it. I just don't think I'll ever buy these big, chunky, hello, Mario, like, I will never buy those.
Yeah.
It's so, whatever. Mario Kart.
It's fine. My number one is also something you've brought up, and I want, like, real Lego Pokemon. Like, whether they want to build a gym, like, that'd be super cool. They open up, and you can have a Lego Ash doing the gym challenge, or a Pokemon Center, or, like, a champion battle. You could throw, like, Lance in there.
I was gonna say, you could loosely base a Pokemon fight off of, like, Pokemon... Coliseum,
yeah.
Just make a fucking arena with the Pokemon logo in the middle, and then you buy the Pokemon separately,
yeah.
And you can have fights,
yeah.
With the with them. Like, that'd be cool.
Like, imagine having your, like, playing through Fire Red, for example, and then buying your Pokemon team in Lego.
Yeah.
And then you just have that forever displayed. It's like, this is so sick. Like, that's the team I beat the game with.
Yeah, like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Just buy it. Just buy the branding off of Mega Bloks. Nobody wants Mega Bloks.
Yeah. Huge shelf warmers.
Like, they're so cool, too.
Yeah.
Like, they have full-on evolution-like lines of, like, Blastoise. And, like, they have a full-on Lapras, and they have the Eeveelutions, but they're always full on the shelf because nobody wants Mega Bloks. Like, they don't even have to be, like, super accurately sized either compared to each other. They can be the same size and just be still cool. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna throw a fit any second here.
This is a great topic, but I'm about to have a breakdown.
I need a break. I'm about to head out.
Yeah.
This is about to make me throw a huge tantrum. You see how red I'm turning over here?
Yeah. Yeah. You're about to turn the same color as the chair.
Yeah. Like,
but, yeah. I'm about to become the next CEO of Lego and do all of them.
Yeah, except I don't want to move to Denmark or wherever they're, like, located at. It'd be cool to visit their area, but I don't think I'd want to move there.
Yeah, I'm also not smart enough to make my own Lego sets. I feel like you're, like, the CEO.
If you're the CEO, you don't have to make them. You can just hire people to make them.
Yeah. But I feel like they could go somewhere if they really wanted to make, like,
holy shit,
almost minifigure accurate sized sculpts of, like, Charizard or Venusaur or Blastoise. They don't have to be this big. No. You can make them this and just make the printing.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is totally obtainable.
Yeah. And I also pulled Denmark out of my ass. It was actually Denmark.
Really?
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, they print, I'm looking at right there, they printed a little mini Lego Doug. Like, I get there's like 1,000 Pokemon, but
who cares? Just make a, if I'm the CEO and I know it'll sell, I'm making a Pokemon unit. I'm getting people to just focus on Pokemon, and then you can ship them out, and you don't have to make every single Pokemon.
No.
But if you make a lot of the fan favorites, like Lucario and Greninja and Charizard and
Pikachu, and
or make the evolution lines of them, like,
yeah,
super easy sell. $20 a piece, and you're gonna, you buy all of them if you like them that much. So
yeah. So what time are we at?
An hour.
Nice.
Yeah, let us know what your dream Lego theme or set would be, like, how it's done below. There's plenty of things.
There's so many more.
There's so many more we could talk about. So maybe we'll do a part two in the future of this. Maybe we'll get Forrest on here and he can do some of his, because he'll probably throw in, like, ships from Star Wars that he still wants and stuff like that. So, like,
yeah, I had a bunch of ideas that I didn't even say.
Exactly.
Because, like, these are what I thought of first, but I was thinking of more after I made it, and I was like, man. But that's why I didn't have any honorable mentions either.
Because we could easily do another top 10 of this. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so let us know if you like this episode. Leave a like, subscribe, comment, follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, we're on it.
We're on it. Thank you guys for watching this episode. We'll see you guys next Friday.
See ya.